they put them out to
pasture.
And what kind of fences do they have around here? Any special materials that they use for fences?
Wire.
And they never use a rail fence?
Not here? Now anymore.
Did they used to have rail fences around here? Use the word?
Years ago, I imagine, yes.
How about the fence that has these wooden boards close to each other and you take a stick and you go clack, clack, clack along it? What kind of fence is that?
A board fence?
Picket, don't you? Don't we use picket fences?
Did you say picket for this?
Picket fence? Well, that would be pickets, but the boards...
Straight up and down. Oh, I see. He's talking about the board.
I meant the straight up and down all the way.
Well, that'd be picket fence.
Probably didn't describe it too well.
We had it here when we moved here.
You wouldn't call that ever a paling fence. Paling fence, or, I'm talking about a picket fence now, another word for it. A slat fence, you wouldn't call it slat, or a garden fence, or anything like that, all right?
Picket fence, what they call it.
Now, if you have a wire fence, what kind of wire might it be? In different terms of wire, kinds of wire?
I don't know what they call it.
Kind of picture when you get near it.
barbed wire. Yeah. Barbed wire fences,
that's got
those little sticks or those little points on it.
You stay away from that.
Barbed wire.
And if you have a wire fence, every so often you have to have a wooden to tack it onto.
Something to straighten
it
up.
You got to dig a hole inside a big wooden
post
of some kind.
Mm-hmm. And you might say if you had five of these, that I had five...
Posts?
They don't use stone fences around here.
No.
No stones, I guess.
No.
Now, if you have a hen setting...
This isn't our line now.
And you take the egg out, and sometimes you put something else under to fool a hen. What do you call that substitute egg there? You ever do that? Put in a fooler egg, something.
Glass egg.
We'd say glass egg.
Glass egg.
But
you never used them, did you? Did you ever have any glass egg? That's what we call them.
Uh-huh. You do at the farms, I made.
Never call a china egg.
Glass.
The what?
China egg. China.
China egg. Yeah.
Did you ever call it that? Did you ever call it China? Well, I always call it glass egg.
We always call it glass egg.
Glass egg, okay.
Yeah, I knew she didn't use China.
I wanted to get the pronunciation of China anyway, so it worked out all right. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to carry some water from one place to another, you might put the water in
a bucket.
Would that be made out of metal?
Yeah.
What if you had a wooden one? Would that be a bucket too?
That'd be a bucket, sure.
You never say a pail for that?
Pail?
Pail.
Oh, mostly bucket.
Mm-hmm. And you might take the garbage out and put it in the
garbage container.
Can?
In a can or container.
We want to know what you use.
Huh?
You don't say garbage container when you put the garbage. Don't you say garbage can?
Garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See what you use, not what anybody else does.
All right. Now you fry, want to fry some eggs for breakfast, you fry them in a what?
Skillet. Frying pan, skillet.
She uses skillet, and I never say skillet. I always say frying pan.
Is it?
I mean, I've
been
mostly skillet. Yes, I'm not. I've been
calling it spiders.
Yeah,
there's spiders.
I got spiders. Yes, a lot of them use spider, but I never call it spider.
Well, I got one here. It's a cast iron frying pan.
Some people will call aluminum one a spider. Get new Revereware and call it a spider.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, if you have a heavy iron vessel with a large opening, or let's say something the farmers used to cook soap in it.